Nearly half the states have legalized marijuana either for recreational or for medicinal purposes, but Florida is not one of them.
At the end of the day, the Florida voters said, we don't want this codified in our Constitution. We don't want these loopholes. We don't want this amendment.
That's Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. Representing the views of the Florida Sheriff's Association, he's been a critic of an amendment to legalize medical marijuana in Florida. The effort was largely backed by trial lawyer John Morgan, who poured millions of dollars of his own money into the Yes on 2 campaign. But the amendment fell 2 points shy of the needed 60% support to get into the state's constitution. Morgan and supporters of the amendment say they plan to try again in 2016, when a presidential election will tend to bring out a larger swath of voters. Still, the night was not a total loss for supporters of amendments, and one, Amendment 1 that is, has been enshrined in the state's governing document. It dedicates a percentage of revenue from real estate fees to purchase land for environmental purposes, and Will Abriger with the Trust for Public Land hails it as a victory.
We hope that this sends a resounding message to whoever the next governor is and to the Florida legislature that Florida voters care about protecting the quality of our water, our natural areas, and our wildlife habitat, and they, I think, have overwhelmingly demonstrated their support for increased funding, increased state funding for water and land conservation.
Since 2009, funding for the Florida Forever Land Buying Program plummeted from a high of $500 million down to $17.5 million in new money this year. Amendment 1 mandates dollars will always be available, and it will earmark $9 billion during the next 20 years. But it's that mandate that concerns lawmakers like incoming Senate President Andy Gardner, who says it will restrict the use of that money for other things in the budget.
You know, the amendments will drive everything because they're constitutional amendments. So Amendment 1 will cost a lot of money. There's going to be some pain there.
Tuesday night, voters also resoundingly rejected a legislative plan to change gubernatorial appointments to the Florida Supreme Court and appeals courts. Amendment 3 was complicated, asking voters to decide a situation that won't occur until 2019. That year, on one day, there will be two governors, one incoming and one outgoing. At the same time, the terms of three Supreme Court justices expire. Amendment 3 would have let the outgoing governor make those appointments, something opponents said would change the political balance of the court, since the three retiring justices make up the group that tends to oppose the Republican-led legislature. The League of Women Voters of Florida also opposed the plan, and President Deidre McNabb is pleased to see it fail.
You really can't think of any other situation in which you're asking an outgoing elected official to pick the team that will be serving in the future. And that's what this proposal by the legislature was proposing to do. Voters said no, and they said no strongly.
Now that voters have spoken, it's time for the legislature to act. Florida lawmakers will have to create implementing language for Amendment 1 to line up the state's laws with what's in the Constitution. And lawmakers will also have to decide what to do about the issue of medical marijuana. While Amendment 2 failed, it still garnered a majority of voter support. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.